Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome again. Welcome again. Welcome again. You're with your number one. Your number one. Floyd D. Harris Jr. running for mayor of Fresno, California, better known as Mississippi Fresno. Well, we're tuning in tonight. It's been a long day for me. Pretty exhausted right now. Working out of town, and you know, I set the show usually start at 8 o'clock. That was my cousin Sean from Colorado, and let's give him a shout out. Harris certified. That's right. That's right. Harris boy certified. That's how we do it here on the West Coast, all the way to Colorado. And just been a long day for me. Hope everybody having a good new year. A lot of people give a lot of new year resolutions and all that stuff. I don't know if that's something that I do, but, you know, I guess to each his own. And so, you know, we're just going to do it moving. This is 2020. You know, we should be having some positive things going on. We need to be setting some goals in our lives right now. We need to be, you know, just making life better, you know. What can I say? You know, my grandmother, she just passed away last month. You know, I've been having, you know, bittersweet thoughts, you know, thinking about her, looking at different pictures of me and her, thinking about, you know, the different things that she, you know, did and sacrificed for me, coming up as a young man here in Fresno, thinking about the days that, you know, she fought. That's right, cuz, you know what I'm talking about. On Garrett, you know, we didn't have sidewalks, we didn't have street lights, you know. Her, my aunt Sweetie, you know, they would, you know, go to City Hall, raising hell, trying to get equality for our community. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you just need to stop and reflect on the past, you know, because the past is what makes the future. And we need to grow. You know, go back and show appreciation to our elders. You know, so there's a lot of great times with my grandmother. I mean, man, I could just go on and on from, you know, the cooking, you know, the cleaning, the, you know, watching her cook fried chicken. You know that, cuz, you remember that grandma used to cook some fried chicken, boy. She's sad. You can go to the door, you smell it outside, you know what I'm saying? But, just thinking about not just her, but, you know, all my uncles that, you know, passed on, you know, Uncle Ike, you know, Uncle Willie, you know, Uncle Van, Uncle Johnny, Uncle Fonzie, you know, just really just, you know, trying to. Yeah, that's right. Grandma used to kill them chickens in the backyard. You remember that, cub? Yeah, we used to kill a chicken every night. Grandma taught us how to make dumplings and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I just think sometimes I just want us to just stop and think about the ancestors and things that they have done and for us, because without them, it wouldn't be no us. And so, you know, it's just a time to just really, you know, show appreciation. And so, the Christmas, it was our first Christmas without her. You know, her spirit lives with us, within us. Yeah, them tea cakes. I remember them tea cakes. Yeah, tea cakes, dumplings, fried chicken. Man, what else she used to make? Pancakes. Oh, check this out, cuz. Remember grandma used to make that Kool-Aid? You set a package of Kool-Aid, pour the Kool-Aid in there, and take a big old cup of sugar like this and pour it in there, be some sugar water. So that was our grandma Bertha, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think what I'm going to do is do a contribute to our grandmother and let all of our cousins know about it, and maybe they can call in and we can just, you know, give up, you know, talk about our grandma, you know, what she contributed to the Harris family and what she contributed to this community, you know, and running for mayor of Fresno. You know, I always think about her. You know, there's a lot of people, there's some people upset, there's some people mad about I'm running for mayor. But, you know, I tell everybody the ancestors gave me the green light. And when the ancestors give you the green light, you got to move forward. And that's what we're doing. You know, a lot of people talk about, oh, you know, you got to have all this money and da 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 da. And Dyer got all this, you know, truckload of money, and Jan Andrews, the district attorney, got all this money. You know, I said, you know what? I don't give a goddamn about money. You know, all I care about is the heart right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we as black people, we have lost the heart of ourselves. We have lost the heart in our community. You know, grandma and them had heart. That's why they were able to get things done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right, you know, and my cousin Sean, he knows, you know, he was right there with me. I was following him and as a youngster. And so, you know, what is it right now? I want to pose a question right now to everybody. I want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight. I know it's late, but, you know, bear with us for a minute. We have a real problem right now in the black community, not especially in Fresno, but it's all over the country. And I'm trying to figure out what is it that needs to be done to bring us back together as a people. I'm not sure what it is right now. I'm not sure of how to do it right now. I'm not sure what needs to be said. I'm not sure on do we need to have more meetings? Because I'm meeting out. I'm just gonna be honest. I'm so tired of meetings. You could pop my head like a pimple. I'm just tired of meetings. When do we as black people can come together and stop hating on one another, but yet support and embrace one another? When do that time? There's my daughter Chanel on the line. Hey, baby. When do we start rebuilding our communities? Right? I mean, just here in West Fresno this past week, I have smelled more dead animals than I want to smell, because we have a rendering plant that cooks dead animals every day called Darling. And for the life of me, I don't understand how can a city like Fresno can allow this plant that's operating illegally in our community. And it's okay. It's okay for us to smell dead animals every day. So that's one piece. That yeah, it's still there. Yeah, it's still there. Yep, Church and Fruit. You remember it, cuz, right there by Hyde Park. Still there. But yet you have 93706, which has the highest concentration of property, second in the world, but yet we have a rendering plant that's supposed to be governed by the city of Fresno, which has allowed this rendering plant to continue to operate in our community. Yeah, it's been sticking since we were kids. I'm 49 years old. Okay, I'm telling about how old I am. I'm 49 years old, and the rendering plant has been there since 1950, and the city of Fresno has not closed this operation down. Now, understand that they're making billions of dollars. Statistically says that that the lifespan of those of us living in West Fresno is 20 years less than those living up North Fresno. That's statistics. I didn't make that up. Go research it yourself. The lifespan right now, what they're saying is that I'm dying. The people in West Fresno is dying every day because of the smell and the stench, while those north of Shaw don't have to smell the stench. But it's okay. It's business as usual here in West Fresno. And it's like, when do it stop? When do somebody say, you know what, you're not going to be making money at the expense of a community that's already in poverty? You're not going to do that. We're not going to tolerate that as a city. So that's one issue. So I want to bring up another issue. So we're talking about the quality of life. So people ask me, you know, Harris, why are you running for mayor? Well, one reason I'm running for mayor, because I want to see quality of life. I want to see people that are taxpayers who should be treated equally with those live up north with all of the resources that people here on the south side of Shaw should be living with equality as those in North Fresno. But that's not happening. It's not happening. So that's point number one. Point number two. Why is it that, and you remember this, cuz, you remember where the two-way fruit stand was at, right there on California? Well, they tore it down and they moved it to Thorne and California, right across the street from Countrywide. Now, the two-way fruit stand, when we were children, the two-way fruit stand was a place where grandma and our aunties, everybody went to go buy their vegetables. The two-way fruit stand. That's why it's called two-way fruit stand, because they believed in fresh fruit. You haven't changed clothes.
Oh, the jacket.
Okay. And we used to, you remember this, cuz, we used to go on a two-way fruit stand and the roof was falling in and all that stuff, and like they had sticks holding it up and all that. You remember that? So that was the quality of life that as children in West Fresno, you know, that we used to go to and enjoy. We remember Super Van Land, which was my uncle. Van used to dress. Remember that, cuz? I don't know who got the pictures of my Uncle Van. I don't know if Kathleen threw them away or whatever, but anyway. I wish we could find some of those pictures, cuz, that our uncle used to dress with the big S on his he's had a big S as Super Van. And I, you know what? I don't even know who you know, our uncle used to rap, right? I don't even know where all his tapes are at. I mean, I don't know who. Yeah, that's right. He had the orange cape and all that. And that's when the Hinton Center was a center for the children of the community, right? And yeah, Super Van Land, we had Hyde Park, and, you know, we used to be children. You know, all that stuff has been taken away from the children now in West Fresno. We used to have, remember, we used to have mopeds, and we used to have dirt bikes, and all that stuff. We used to go, our children don't have that no more. Yeah, trunk full of rat. Yeah. So now the two-way fruit stand rebuilt their facility on California and Thorne. So guess what they did? They took out
all the fresh vegetables, and now they don't sell no vegetables. They don't sell nothing, but now they replaced it with hard liquor. I'm talking about the two-way fruit stand now. We replace the fresh fruits and vegetables with hard liquor. So now when you go in a two-way fruit stand, when you go to the cash register, all you see is a wall full of hard liquor. So we're talking about equality of life now here in West Fresno. Then you look across the street from the two-way fruit stand, and you have Wayne Liquor Store. Another place that sells liquor, 2 minutes from each other, liquor, liquor. Next to a Head Start school called Franklin. Next to, 5 minutes down the road, Edison High School. We're talking about equality of life. Then you go down the street to where Marcus used to be at. Martin Luther King used to be Fig when we were little. Now it's called Martin Luther King in California. So Martin Luther King and Fig. Marcus then sold the store to some Arabs or something. And now they got store full of liquor. Then don't forget about Sunset Market, which is across the street from the projects. It's full of liquor. So the entire strip from Martin Luther King or Fig, when it used to be called when we were children, all the way to the projects of Sunset, not even a mile strip, is a strip full of liquor. There's nowhere I can go in North Fresno and find a strip of liquor stores within a 1 mile radius. Now, we talk about, you know, people talk about our community, but see what has been allowed to be in our community? Liquor. It's a damn shame. You're right, it's a damn shame. Okay? So now when we start having all this violence and shootings and all this type of stuff, you have to look at what's in your community. I mean, so, you know, people say, well, Harris, I mean, why do you want to run for mayor? We want to run for mayor so we can clean it up. That's why we're running for mayor, to clean it up. And if there's anything in our community that is cancerous, we want it out. Now, do you think that this packing house that stinks up every time I come out of my front door, every time I come out of my church, every Sunday, every day of the week is stinking? Do you think that would be allowed to operate by Woodward Park? I mean, anybody, just say yes or no. Do you think that will be okay? No, it would not be okay. Would not be okay. Because it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Now, let's turn around and look at what's across the street from the Darling plant that cooks dead animals every day. You got Hyde Park. You say, well, what's Hyde Park? Well, Hyde Park was a dump at one time back in the day in the 70s and the 60s. It was a dump where people would go and dump things, you know, trash, whatever, right here on the west side. It's called Floyd H. Hyde Park. He was a mayor of Fresno. Look him up. Floyd H. Hyde Park. Because when I was going to elementary school at John H. Johnson, people said, oh, man, that's your park, Floyd. So now we have a rendery plant that cooks dead animals, and right across the street we have a park that's a dump that the city put grass on it, put a few trees, and put some sprinklers on it, and tell the little bitty kids and all of us that we grew up there to go, that's your park, on top of a dump. We're the only community here in Fresno, or that I know of, Fresno, maybe Fresno County, could be the state of California, that I know that our children are allowed to play on top of a dump that the city had at one time and capped it with some dirt, put some trees on it. And you know what? I feel that that park is going to blow up one day because the gases that's up under there has to release. Now, we don't even know how many people have caught cancer from playing on that park. I could have cancer myself. Now, we know that the smell that's coming from Darling is cancerous. That's why the statistic says that what? The lifespan is 20 years less living in West Fresno than living in North Fresno. But here's the problem. The problem is that there's people downtown that don't give a damn about West Fresno. They don't care about all these liquor stores on one strip that's poisoning our community, killing our babies, poisoning our liver, eating up our intestines. So people want to know, why would I run for mayor? We're coming to clean it up. That's why we run it. We're coming to clean it up, and we don't care if you like it or not. Don't be in a business that's destroying the fiber of our community. Do not be in a business that does that. And I bet you this. I bet you that the people who own these businesses in our community don't even live here. Don't even live here. But you come over and you pollute our community, you put alcohol in our neighborhood, and you don't even live here. So who's supposed to care? Who's supposed to care? Let's go back. Let's do some framework here. Let's drop some names right now. Next month, you're going to have the Dr. Martin Luther King celebration, a week-long celebration here in Mississippi, Fresno. And you're going to have all these people out there hugging each other. Hey, girl, I ain't seen you since last year. Oh, I'm going to talk about that too, cuz, in a minute. We're going to have a conversation tonight because people want to know why I'm running for mayor. That you're going to see tonight. Platform is coming out. See, I've been waiting. I've been intentionally waiting. See, people think Harris is just doing this. No. We got an agenda. We got an agenda for our people. We talked about the Darling, the animals, the stench, the smell that burns our nose every day. When I come out of my home, it's burning my nose. We talked about the liquor stores. Yeah, get mine out. Get mine out first. We talked about the liquor store that's on one strip. Now, we're just talking about one part of West Fresno. Now, understand that Cargill is on North Fig, North Fig and North, and Foster Farm, Zaki Farm is over there polluting the community too. Now we talked about Hyde Park, which is a dump that our children play on. Remember where the hole in the wall used to be at? Because I know you remember where the hole in the wall used to be at. That's right, Sister Queen. It is time. It's time for us to stand up and speak truth to power and be unapologetic about it. You're right. It's time. It's time for us to call out what needs to be called out. It's time for people to grow some testicles, and I'm talking about the so-called men we have in Fresno. It's time for you to grow some coronas and start standing up for our women and children in our community. It's time to stop selling out. It's time. Okay? It's time. Now, there was a guy who owned the liquor store on across the street from the hole in the wall off of Weiss Bridge. He retired. And I asked him a question one day. He was on a city bus. And I don't know how we got into the conversation. He said, yeah, I used to be the owner of that store. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, well, can you explain something to me? He said, sure. I said, why is it that every time you go in a store, you see liquor? And he said, young man, very simple. He said, because if you do not have liquor in a store, he said, you'll be out of business. He said, the liquor is what draws the people. He said the potato chips and all that other stuff is just, you know, little, you know, things in here, things that, candy and all that. He said, but it's the liquor. The liquor is what draws the people in my store when I had it. And he said, if I didn't have the liquor, he said, I wouldn't have had a store. So when you look at the strip of California, you see Sunset Market, you see Two-Way Fruit Stand, you see Wayne Liquor Store, and you see down there where Marcus Pharmacy is, and then you see down here on Weiss Bridge and Thorn, all surrounded by liquor stores. And you wonder why our children are going crazy. You wonder why. Well, I just told you why they're going crazy, because we have cancer in our community, and we're doing nothing to get the cancer out. So that's one of the reasons why I'm running for mayor. Because we come to clean up. Coming to clean up what other folks have messed up and making money capitalizing off of our community and our children. No, we want healthy stuff in our community. We don't want no liquor stores in our community. You know what? Take the liquor stores up north or up there on Knees and Blackstone by Woodward Park. Take all the liquor stores up there. If they so good, take Darling Enterprise and Cooking Dead Animals, take it up north to Woodward Park. Take the Two-Way Fruit Stand, take it up to north. Take Wayne Liquor Store, if it's so good, take it up there and let them have it. Because we don't want the garbage no more. We just don't have no real men in our community that's willing to put it on the line, tell it like it is. And you know what? I'm going to say this. I thank God for the women in Fresno. I really do. I thank God for you, because you know what? Without you, we'll be in big trouble. Because when it's time to say something, you're not scared to say it. You will say it. And the women, check this out. It's time for y'all to take y'all spot, man. It's long overdue, man. It's long overdue, man. It's long overdue, man. Okay, now what I want to do, excuse me, I want to talk about food.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about how West Fresno took 30-some years to get one shopping center. And when you go in a shopping center, the food is sky high. Sky high. And then when you go in the store, you got 100 people waiting in line, and you only got 2 cash registers open. I mean, I done worked all day. I don't want to be standing in no line for a whole hour. But let's talk about the food for a second. See, Denise, who's on here right now, cuz I asked her that we got to do a show with her. And all y'all got to come in and listen to this queen. Man, she is top of the line when it comes to knowledge of food. Because, see, the food is what's killing us right now. The food is. It's killing. And I know a lot of y'all don't want to hear that. Shan Harris, you done went too far now. I was with you, but you done went too far now. The food is killing us. And let me tell you why. Right here. Now, look at this, cuz. We got a strip full of liquor stores, and we got now watch this. Remember, we used to have dogs, used to have fleas, used to have ticks. Okay, now we got fast foods, ticks. Okay, you got KFC, you got Wendy's, you got Burger King, you got Pandas, you got Pizza Hut, all within, oh, and not forget about Domino's Pizza. You got all of those within 1 minute of each other walking. See, the food that we eat can make us healthy or can make us sick. So you got all this fast food going around. 2A Fruit Stand took out all the fresh vegetables, and they put their stuff full of liquor now. So there's no fresh vegetables on the west side other than the Freedom School. Okay? Other than the Freedom School, there's no fresh vegetables. All right? So when you go into the store, some of y'all see me live stream in the store and all of that. I said, well, where all this food come from? I said, where all this meat come from? Why is the meat so red? We don't understand that the industry has put food coloring in the meat to make you, your eyes go like this, like, wow, look at those pork chops. Look at those ribs. Look at that ham. Wow, that's good. And you don't understand that you're killing your damn self. Now, I know y'all don't want to hear that. I know y'all don't want to hear it. But I'm just telling the truth. Right? Listen, take it or leave it. Okay. Do your research. All right. So what I just showed everybody was the cancer that's in a community that's dying. It's dying. It's been dying. See, our grandma back in the 60s, in the early 70s. See, they were the ones that was trying their best to bring quality to our community. They were trying, and they did. They fought Darling Enterprise. My grandma fought Darling Enterprise when I was 6-7 years old. Cuz, you know that. Miss Precious Whittle fought Darling Enterprise. Here we are, 49 years old, and we're still fighting the same fight that our grandma fought, and she just died not even a month ago. And do you think that I'm gonna allow my son to fight a fight that I'm supposed to end?
Man, yeah, you know.
So let's talk about. That's right, Ron. That's right, McGee. Can't forget the McGees. McGees was right there in the fight too. Their parents, grandparents was in the fight too. All right there in Walnut Gardens, and we're still fighting the same fight that our grandmas and them fought. See, something's wrong, but we don't have people that's ready to fight. So all I can do is this. I don't know. Let's talk about our parks right now. Ron, cuz, y'all remember Frank H. You remember the Hidden Center? Sunset. Ivy Center. You remember all them places that we used to go and have fun as kids? Man, them places are so run down right now. Frank A's ain't never been renovated. You're right. And Queen Denise, that's part of the campaign is the food. Is the food. It's growing your own food at home. But listen, let me tell y'all something right now. Trump is getting ready to cut food stamps. He's getting ready. I just read something the other day that said that that industry that deals with, I want to say it's the U.S. Yeah, with the USDA said that the industry that oversees the meat is that they're going to be able to police their own selves right now. They're going to police their own selves right now. See, we're asleep, man. We're asleep. I'm not asleep. Hope y'all not asleep, because I'm not going to sit here and allow this system and people to destroy my grandbabies in this city. It's not going to happen. Not while the blood is going through my veins here. See, you can sit in a recliner all you want to. But see, I know the truth. I know what's been going down in Fresno. I know the politics. I know the evil people who's been doing what in this city. And we're getting ready to call it out. Getting ready to call it out. Trump is getting ready to cut food stamps. And you know what that means? That means people are going to be hungry. That means that crime is going to go up because people are going to be hungry and they're going to be breaking in your house trying to get some food. Because we have to understand, we have to start teaching our babies and our families how to grow food in the flower beds, how to grow food in the backyard, how to preserve food. See, we too lazy. We got it too easy. See. So it's just interesting to me how I got a phone call the other day. And the phone call was Harris. We just had another killing in the community. I said, okay. Another black man has lost his life. Matter of fact, three people lost their life right there at that apartment complex on Fruit National. Okay. Now another person has lost their life. Now, the Hmong community, somebody went in the backyard and massacred the Hmong community. Massacred them, killed them. They're watching a football game. Somebody just came out and blasted them. The phone call I received said, why did Lee Brand, the mayor, put all kind of resources into finding the people who was responsible for killing these Hmong people? But yet, when something happened to black people, the mayor and the power structure don't say anything, don't do nothing, it's business as usual. Go have a Coke and a smile. Why is there no same urgency to find the killers who kill black people, but the urgency with the Hmong community, he put all kind of resources behind them and went out and found the killers? The question was posed to me. Why is that? Why is it that when something happened to black people, everybody's quiet? But when something happened to a non-black person, everybody's up in arms and blah, 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 blah. You know, we're going to find the killers. Da, 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 da. The question was posed to me, why? Why they don't care about black life like they do a non-black life? Can anybody answer that for me? I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer by far. But why is it that when it comes to black people, the shooters run rampant? We have had so many black people killed in Fresno. And there's no urgency to find a killer. Now, let me take it back a little bit because I want to bring it home. Denise, you're right. I want to bring it home now. The Black Panther Party was an organization that policed their own community. Ronald Reagan was the president at that time. He was the governor. He was the president. We had the Oakland cops murdering the Black Panther Party. The Black Panther Party said that we're going to protect our community by any means necessary. They wasn't going out starting trouble. They were going out to make sure that their women and children were okay. Listen, if some of you like to call in to 516-387-1474. 516-387-1474. I'm sorry I didn't put it up on the... Maybe I could type it on there, you guys. Maybe you guys want to call in and rap with me for a second. I appreciate it. Let's see. Call in number is 516-516-387-1474. I apologize. I didn't put that out on the show there earlier. How come, let me ask a question to everybody. I talked about the Black Panther Party, how they police their own community. Let me ask a question to everybody, because maybe I'm too far out left, too far out right, or whatever you want to say. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm just, I don't get it. I'm too militant. Why is it that Black people cannot police their own community? That's the question. How come Black men, people, or women, how come we can't come together and police our own community? Can someone answer that for me right now? I'm going to be quiet for about 30 seconds. Is it that we don't care? Is it that we're scared? Is it that we're bought off? What is it that Black, what is it, the question, that Black people cannot police our own community? It's because you can't tell me it didn't ever happen, because the Black Panther Party showed that it can happen. Why don't we do it today? That's my question right now. That's my question. Why can we not police our own community today? Let's see if someone's typing something right now. Because I really want to know why we always depend on the police and why we cannot police our own community. I just want to know why. The value of the family has been systematically destroyed. Yeah. Nick. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. See what you're doing to my curtain over there? I just want to know why the Black community cannot police their own community. I want someone to give me an answer. Well, Sister Denise, you gave me an answer. I appreciate you. Why the Black community cannot clean up our own community? Okay, I got another question for you. Why is it that many of us who grew up in the Black community get educated, get a degree, and then turn around and leave the black community that took care of you and you move into a white community? That's another question. Is it that you're better now since you have a degree? Is it because you're uppity now, you're middle class, your friends look down on you living in West Fresno? I mean, there has to be a reason why people who used to live in our community leave our community and go move in another community and forget about where they come from. I mean, I just want to know. I mean, I'm not, you know, not saying anyone's right or wrong. I just want to get your perspective. You know, I'm not here to bash nobody or anything. I just want to know, why do people can grow up in the hood? The hood takes care of them. You get educated. You go to college. You get a degree. And then the first thing you do when you walk across the state and you get a $90,000 job, you want to move into a white community. I just want somebody to help me out tonight. Retaliation. Okay, Sherry. All right, let's see. We got some good responses here. Policing our own community requires family values. Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Kimberly. I believe because some feel it is snitching. Okay. Sherry. Retaliation, people live in fear for themselves and their families. Yeah, that's true. They think they're better. Okay. They think they're better. Why? Why would they think they're better when... So Linda, are you saying they think they're better now because they have a degree behind their name? Is that what you're saying? When you say they think they're better, talk to me. Kimberly, because the mindset is taught hood is bad, suburbs is better. Wow, that's deep, Kimberly. Really? Really? I had a friend of mine. Well, she's not my friend, just someone I know. I don't really have friends, but associates. But anyway, these kids do interns at her organization. I talked to her the other day. And she asked them, you know, what do people say about West Fresno at Fresno State? You know, you have people coming in from all different parts of the state, country. And she said, well, she said, the people tells us when we go to Fresno State that West Fresno is a bad place to go. And that if you go to West Fresno, you might get killed. This is the mindset of what leadership tells those that goes to Fresno State is to stay away from West Fresno. They're trying to live the American dream. Run. I got a question for you, bro. Hold on, Kimberly. Because I wanna back up on the Nicole. Thank you, Nicole, tuning in. So Kimberly said, because the mindset is taught hood is bad, suburbs is better. All right. Now, Ron said they're trying to live the American dream. So Ron, check this out. What I want to do with you, since you brought that piece up, because that's a very important piece, the American dream. Define for us to today, from a black man, what is American drink from your perspective as a black man? What I mean, who came up with that American dream conversation? All right. So hit me back. Think about Kimberly. Kimberly said gentrification. Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what's happening to West Fresno. It's gentrification right now because they're taking people land. They got a plan. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Do you all know where? Well, pretty sure y'all do. But do you know where the bus yard is? And do you know where the post office and the Fresno Bee and the California Advocate? Okay, all that there used to be the black community back in the 50s and the 60s. Yeah, we had churches, we had businesses. It was like a little black Wall Street. All in there was black. The city of Fresno came, Kimberly, you're talking about gentrification. The city of Fresno came in with redevelopment and wiped out the entire black community. Just wiped it out. And then they put Freeway 99 right in the middle of it, which wiped us out, split the community, and displaced all of our businesses, displaced all of our families, displaced everything. You know, kind of like a Katrina. So at one point in time, the black community in Fresno was thriving. I mean, we had businesses. We were doing it. We were bobbing and weaving, right? And then the city of Fresno came and wiped it all out. And we've never bounced back since. So, yes, Kimberly, gentrification is here. It's all over the country. They're coming to take our properties, our land. East Street. Okay, Linda. What did Linda say? Yep, I have seen and know some of my own people got their degrees and moved on and forgot where they came out of and from. Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's real talk, Linda. I mean, you know, I tell people, you know, hey, everybody has a right to where they want to move, but I'm dumbfounded to see how this the hood could take care of you, and then all of a sudden you too good for the hood. I don't understand that. Boy, how she, yep, on East Street, that is true, Sherry. Okay, what did Kimberly's on a roll here. All right, Kimberly, you on a roll, girl. My parents' home in 1968 was bought from the city. They stayed on the corner of Mayor. Yeah. See, what you all don't understand about government, the city government, is that they plan 25 to 30, 40 years ahead of time. So, like, this is 2020. They're already thinking about the 40th century already. Okay? While we're just sitting up here going to work tomorrow, they're already planning. Okay? They're already planning on what they're going to do in our community. Yeah, Kimberly, you're correct. See, Brother Ron said it started with red light. Listen, will somebody call in to the radio show? I mean, good Lord. 516-387-1474. This is your radio show. Use it. I created it for you. 516-387-1474. Come in, talk to me. Fresno residents, tell it like it is. Tour. That's what we're here to talk about. Problems, concerns of running for mayor of Fresno. I want to hear what your problems are. I mean, I can't go to City Hall if y'all don't tell me nothing. Because I can tell you this, those folks live up north. Them folks live up north. Trust me. Every day they complaining about something. Okay? Okay. All right. Let's go back. We got a lot of comments. Tiffany's on a roll. No, see, that was Tiffany. Let's see. Hey, Kathy. Oh, that was Kimberly. All right, Kimberly. You hot, girl. You hot. You hot. All right, Denise, you okay. Tiffany would say, okay, the mindset should be strengthening the community to support diversity. Knowledge should share to help the community. Okay. It's a good point of view. Okay. Share to help the community. Receiving a degree and moving on isn't always considered yourself too good. Okay. Okay. This is Emily. Please post a link to the City of Fresno City Plan. You got me on that one, Emily. I gotta find it. I don't have it right over me, but I will get that. The link up to the City of Fresno City Plan. Okay, I got that. Denise, what you talking about? Marcus Garvey said we can learn from them. Instead, we live like we have no future generations. That's true. Hi, Florida. Hey, Kathy. What's going on? What's going on, girl? Who is that? Gina, Kimmy, hey, girl. Dallas, hey. All right, I will. So, let's recap a little bit. A lot of people just came on. Just a recap to kind of talk about what we're talking about. All of you know that I'm running for mayor of Fresno March 3rd. There's a lot of people upset that I'm doing it. There's some people happy and great and loving it. We need all the help we can. You know that your Chief Dyer, former Chief Dyer, and a district attorney is running for office, which I feel that they're both in the same. When we look at a lot of the lawsuits and things that has happened in our city, a lot of unarmed people, men and women, has been killed by police. There's been no accountability. When we look at the district attorney has not ever filed charges against a police officer that has openly killed unarmed black and brown people in our community. Tiffany is on a roll. Woo! Tiffany on a roll. Hold on, y'all. Tiffany throwing it at me right now. Tiffany said, I feel like there should be a platform for educated professionals to gather and share ideas to support Westfield. Yeah. But Tiffany, here's the thing with that. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But there's a stigma. Okay, let me back up. I'm backing up. In reverse. All right, Tiffany, hold on. I'll just play it. Y'all know I'm a character. I like to play around a lot. I like the word. Denise is throwing stuff. Okay. All right, Denise. Hold on there. Okay. Tiffany, I like your statement. I love your statement. I wish it would happen. Here's the thing. Educated professionals, and I'm talking about black, want to help, but scared to help. Let me say that again. Our black professionals, educated professionals, want to help, but they're scared to help. Now, you're going to say, okay, Harris, I hear you, but I'm not getting it. So I'm going to break it down to you. You have to understand that in Fresno, black people are the minority right now. We have no power. We have no influence. We can't even put no one in office. We have no juice. And if you are a black professional, it's a good thing. It's a good thing because you're bringing something to the table that, you know, we don't per se have in the black community, and we need those black professionals. But here's the problem. The problem is when you're a professional, you're making $100,000, $80,000, or even maybe $70,000 or low $60,000. And you try to come in with a black agenda to help black people. The power structure see you loving your people, educating your people, telling your people, giving them power and, you know, resources on what to do. The power structure don't like that. I'm telling you, they don't like that. So what happens is the power structure then tells those black professionals, listen, don't you be going over there and having them working with Harris and, you know, those little people over there. Don't you go over there. Don't forget who signs your check. So it puts our black professionals in an awkward position. So we almost have to do this now with our black professionals. We have to hide them. They come into a meeting, we got to hide them so that the oppressor won't see them. And then we could come in and have a conversation, and then when it's time to go, we got to hide them again so they can get to their cars. I'm telling you, Tiffany, I have seen it. I have seen it with my own eyes, and it terrifies people, and it breaks my heart to see that we have the fiber and the love for one another to embrace one another, and then we have people who wanna hold people hostage to say, if you go over there and help those people, and if you go over there and work with Reverend Harris, he's a radical and he speaks against us, and you want your mortgage paid, right? You want that nice car you drive, right? You want to take your husband or your wife out to dinner. You want to continue to do that, right? Well, you better have a Coke and a smile and don't open your mouth. That's where our black professionals are at in this city. I'm telling you, I've seen it with my own eyes. And it's a sad thing. So I feel you. I'm not saying every last one of them. I'm saying a lot of them that I wish that have the resources and things that we need to help build the infrastructure of our community. They are trapped because they want to do, but they can't do because they work for the plantation master. That's what I'm saying. But I totally agree with you, Tiffany. I totally agree with you. Okay, let's move on. See, it is, let's see, Denise, you on a roll too, okay? It is us against them, and you are the only one representing us. Therefore, we all can support you. That's true. Denise Queen, you know how I am. I've been doing civil rights for 40 years, all over the world. I've never sold out one time. I've sacrificed my life for this entire community here. Listen, there's people in Fresno that like me. There's people in Fresno that loves me. And there's people in Fresno that hate my guts. And if you ask them why, they can't even tell you why. Why you hate Harris? I don't know. I just hate him. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So, that's why we created this radio show. So that all can have a voice. You all can, you know, feel free to come on and talk about what you want to talk about. Okay. There's a brother, Kevin Carter, up in Sacramento. And he's just sending me a message saying, right on, Reverend Harris, stay on point. But what bothers me, okay, let me keep going. I want to keep reading everybody's agree, but walking the walk is better than talk. That's true. I mean, listen, let's talk about the Poor People's Campaign. Let's talk about the Poor People's Campaign for a second. Reverend Barber, you know, on the East Coast, you know. So, okay, a lot of you remember the Poor People's Campaign came to Fresno, right? People from all over California. One of the clauses in the Poor People's Campaign, a lot of you asked me, where did it go? Why it's not active? It was because in the Poor People's Campaign, it's been decided that if you run for public office, that you have to disassociate yourself from the Poor People's Campaign. But in defense of the Poor People's Campaign, they love Fresno. They love us. But I decided to run for mayor and I had to distance myself from the campaign. Now, if we come short of the Poor People's of the mayor race, then we will reactivate the Poor People's Campaign here in Fresno. Okay? But right now I had to stop, take a step back, deal with this mayor thing, and then whatever happens, happens. We win or we fall short, whatever happens, that we'll deal with that on March 3rd, okay? But I know we're going to win, right? We're going to win because we're going to talk to our families, we're going to talk to our friends, we're going to say, hey, we got to make this happen, okay, for our babies, all right? But you're right, Denise, we can't walk it, we got to talk. Kathy Davis, I love listening to you. This is great information to know. We as Black people need to be educated on this information. That's all I do. I hit hard sometimes when I need to, but it's about education. It's about education, okay? And so we have to understand that we have to do for self or be a slave. If you don't do for yourself, you're going to end up being a slave, okay? I mean, Dr. Kennedy has a shirt that says that. Do for self or be a slave, okay? So this is where we're at right now. Each one, teach one. That's where we're at. We are brothers and sisters keepers, okay? We got to keep saying those little things to keep us motivated, okay? Because we're dealing with a lot of depression. We're dealing with mental illness. We're dealing with bad. We're dealing with hypertension. We're dealing with bad hearts. We're dealing with all kind of stuff. Okay? But we can change this as a people if we come together. I just can't figure out what in the world can I do or say to make us come together. I just don't know. I wish somebody would tell me. If you tell me, I'll do it. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Love you now. Okay. Tiffany. Okay. Okay. Who was before you, Tiffany? That was Linda. Linda says why. Okay. Okay, Linda. I don't know why you. Okay. Tell me why you used the word why. Okay, I followed that. I have often said if you bring ideas, you should be serious. Bring ideas. Okay, I got to pop this up here. Would shift too many funds from the power. Okay, so Tiffany, woo, girl, you're on a roll again. You need to come be my host, my co-host with me, okay? A file that I have often said, if you bring ideas, you'd be in serious danger because it will shift too many funds from the powerful right now. Okay. Crystal. Hey, Crystal! You still coughing over there? Nope, they don't want that. Okay. Worst nightmare. Okay. There it is. You said it. Okay. All right. Okay. Solutions. That's it, Evan. That's it. Solutions. We have to have solutions. We know what the problem is, but what is the solution? I know what the problem is. What is the solution? Who's going to sit around a table and talk about the solution? I can whine. I can protest. I can march. I can have visual. But what is the solution? Now, I'm not saying that my solution is right, but come with a, listen, if you're going to come with a complaint, come with a solution. Come with a complaint, come with a solution. Just don't come with the complaint. I mean, it's good to complain, but what is the solution? So we have to network. We have to sit down and talk. And that's the conversation I'm having with people around me, is we have to have a conversation. But see, we got to stop talking at each other and talk with one another. You see what I'm saying? Did y'all get that? We can't talk at each other. We have to talk with one another. One have to speak, one have to listen. One speak, one listen. So we got to take it to the elementary, y'all. Okay? We have to take it to the elementary level right now. Solutions. You're right. And what is the solutions now? What is the solutions right now? Somebody tell me. We know what the problem is. But what is the solution? Thanks, Evan. Ooh, girl, you had me on a roll. Hey, Sherry. So what? So Sherry said, so what? Nobody's down. Okay. Okay. Sherry said, so what when they came to you talking that talk when in your office, what are you going to respond? Okay. So I think I'm getting what you're saying. So what when they come to you talking that talk in your office, what are you going to respond? So, Sherry, check this out. I think a lot of people, just in my 29 years of doing activist work, civil rights work, I think a lot of people are sarcastic. I think a lot of people want to play with our integrity and our intellect. And I think what we have to do is not so much of when they come talking to talk, because Ebony hit it right on the head. You can talk the talk, but what is your solution? See, I'm not saying running for mayor that I have all the answers about what's going on in Fresno. I never said that. I said I want to bring solutions to the table. So when people come to your office talking at yakety yak and yakety yak yak yak, ask them the question, Sherry. What is your solution? What are you bringing to the table? And see what they say. So you don't always have to respond, Sherry, to what someone says to you. You listen, but you don't have to always give an answer. I mean, you can give an answer and say, well, you know what? I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you know? Try it and see what happens. So what you're going to do is you're going to do reverse psychology on them. They want to throw it on you, you throw it back on. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think the solution is? How can we work together with people? I'm gonna wait for you to do that and see what happens. Okay. Sherry on the road, girl. She on the road. Poor people campaign, not one politician. Why did you say that, Sherry? You know what? You ain't right. You want me to hit hard tonight, huh, Sherry? You're right, though. You're right. Sherry is right. Sherry's right. When we did the Poor People's Campaign here in Fresno, we had people come from all over the state of California to support our community, that this community here has the highest concentration of poverty, number two in the nation of poverty, 93706. People came to support us. We had children from the local conservation corps who made signs and who helped draft letters to all the politicians, the mayor, the city council, the board of supervisors, asked them to come and sit down and listen to the people. And not one of them showed up. Not one. Because they don't care. Now, let me tell you how you make people care. Because politicians don't like bad press. You go down to the election office and you pull recall papers out of them. That's how you do that. You pull recall papers out of them. See, politicians work for you. You don't work for them. They work for you. You tell them what you want. Okay? Don't ever forget that. You tell them what you want. Okay, let's keep going. Well, y'all on the road here, man. Hey, my man, Keith. Who else is that? Tina. Lee. My man, Ron. The mindset of the so-called black man and woman needs to change first. The mindset of the so-called black man and woman needs to change first. The mindset, the thinking, the thought process. See, part of the problem is most black people don't even know who they are, where they come from, their ancestors, anything. There's more to us than Dr. King, y'all. I hate to tell y'all that, because I know that's all y'all know is Dr. King. May he rest in peace. But our history goes deeper than Dr. King. You need to read. You need to research. You need to go to Google. Listen, I asked a question last. Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do right now for y'all? I'm going to help y'all out. I'm going to repost, because I sent it to you today, Ron, about the human zoo. I know I'm getting off topic here, but I'm tired of our people uneducated. Because, here it is there. I'm going to repost this. Go to my Facebook and you'll see it. The first human zoo. So I don't patronize the zoo, nor do I patronize a circus, because white people. And if you go to my wall, you'll see right now how our black people are sitting behind a cage being treated like an animal. Okay? And the Ringling Brothers Circus is part of this too. Okay? Just go to my wall. I just reposted it right now so that you all can see it. Okay? I sent it to Ron today so he could take a look at it. Probably sure he already knew about it. But I'm reposting it again, okay? The human zoo, the first zoo in America was black people. Okay, you don't believe me? Go to my read here. Okay, Linda, you have to communicate with one another. That's true, Linda. I mean, I talk about myself before, you know, I talk about, you know, I have to learn how to communicate. See, communication skills is not something you really read out of a book. It's something you have to practice and learn, and how to talk and how to, like I said earlier, one has to speak and one has to listen. We do, in Fresno, we do too much talking to and not talking with. You see what I'm saying? So communicating, getting an understanding, and then moving forward. Okay. Cheryl Riggins. Hey, Cheryl, I was trying to text you and I couldn't find your number. Cheryl, you got my vote. Oh, I got Cheryl's vote. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the world turns. All right. You got my vote. And, you know, we're gonna keep it real. We're going to keep it 100. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. There's a debate going to be coming up, I believe, January either the 29th or the 3rd. I'm going to be – our Facebook and website stuff's supposed to be coming out, so I got to check out and see what's going on. But January 30th or 29th is when we're going to have a debate at City College. I need all of y'all to be there, okay? We getting shirts made with hairs running for men. I need all of y'all to be there, okay? The shirts are going to be $10 a piece because we're trying to raise money. I done spent a lot of money out of my own pocket that I don't even have. But for the love of my community, I'm spending money I don't even have. But we have yard signs. We're asking people if you want a yard sign, and give a donation. If you can't, don't worry about it. But, you know, like I said, we're going up against people right now that has hundreds and thousands of dollars. And what we have is heart, you know. We have a little money, not much, but we have heart. And so that's what I told our campaign people working in campaign, that we're going to go into this piece with heart. We want the people to feel our heart, see our heart, see how sincere we are. We're not trying to buy nobody. We're not trying to buy no votes and all that stuff. You know, Dyer got billboards up and all that stuff. Okay, whatever. That's what you want to do. But we're going to keep it real, keep it 100. We're going to keep it intimate to our people, because we love our people. Thank you, Sherry, for your vote. I appreciate you, girl. Love you. Okay, you had their seat set aside and not one Sherry's still on the I know, Sherry. We made a seat. So what Sherry is saying, we had a seat for each city council person. And we had a seat for each supervisor person. And we mailed them a letter inviting them to come and listen. Not talk, just listen. And none of them showed up. And we took pictures of their names in their seats. It was so funny. I mean, it was just. But it goes to show you that the people who is governing you and your community don't even care about you. Just sad. Okay, that's Linda. Okay, we at the end. Okay, all right, y'all. We're going to go. I'm going to go ahead and sign off because I got to go to work early in the morning, but I just want to tune in. I need for y'all to call in sometime, but seem like you guys just like to. You guys want me to read what you're typing, so that's cool, too. You know, we just going to hang out. We're going to do it moving. And I want to say I love y'all, and we're fighting an uphill battle. We're climbing a mountain right now, y'all. I'm not going to lie to y'all. We're climbing a mountain. And there's a lot of opposition. You know, people we're going up against have heavy pockets, finance. You know, we ask people if they can donate a dollar or 50 cents, a quarter, or $5, $10, whatever you believe in our message and what we're trying to do for our community, please donate to us. We're not going to twist nobody's arm and all that stuff, you know. We just want to love our people, and, you know, we want to show our children that, you know, hey, you know, Barack Obama came president. A lot of people liked him. A lot of people didn't, whatever, but he came president. I'm pretty sure that Brother George, Brother Lincoln, Brother Benjamin, and all of them never thought in their lifetime that they
would not ever see a black president in the White House that black people built. So all I'm saying is that, you know, we're going to give it our best fight. We got a great campaign team. We're going to be walking the neighborhood to hood. Hey, check this out, y'all. If y'all get a chance, go to Shaw and Marks. I'm going to see who's going to do this. Go to Shaw and Marks right there by Big Five, and you're going to see David Nunes, big old sign, and Andrew Jans, big old sign. And right there, you're going to see our sign. Look, many signs to these big old signs, right? I mean, it's just the cutest thing. Go to Shaw and Marks and look at that sign right there and take pictures of it and put it on Facebook. I mean, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. They got these big old signs. We got our little bitty sign right there. That's the heart we got. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you have an address to send a donation towards it. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'll put it on here right now. What I'll do, Linda, I'll inbox you the address. I don't want to put my address up there. Man, somebody stalking me or something. What's up, Twan and Twan Wood? Hey, bro, I'm running for mayor, man. We're going to need you guys' support, man. And you know how we did it in the hood back at Washington Union. You know, still your boy, still my boy. So we got to do this for our children. We got to do this for our ancestors. We got to do this for my grandma, who labored in this community, and those who work with her. And so the ancestors have spoken, and we're answering their call right now. Denise, get ready, because I need to bring you on the show to talk about this food stuff. And thank you, Linda, for your support. We just love you so much. Hey, we're going to do our best. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. And when we do it, we're going to have fun when we do it. So I need everybody to put in your calendar. Matter of fact, I'll find out the exact. It's either the 29th or the 30th at Fresno City College. We want to come in. We're going to have our shirts on. You know, we're going to be saying, what do we want? Harris. When do we want him? Now. You know what I'm saying? That's what this campaign is about, okay? Because this is for our for our children. United Fresno. United Fresno. I mean, we want to pack it out wall to wall. You know what I'm saying? That's how we rolling now. Wall to wall. I told my people, I said, we're going to go into the neighborhood with about 20 cars, honking their horns, barbecue food going, fish frying, whatever, bullhorns. We just going to come in the neighborhood, and we just going to shut it down and wake everybody up early in the morning. So I think the people are ready. You know, if we can get a runoff with Dyer, you know, we know that he got all the votes up north. And I found out where he has some of his signs at. So I'm going to go put our little sign right next to you. It's the cutest thing. You guys got to go to Shaw and Marks by Big Five and look at those signs right there. And you'll be like, oh, my God. This Harris campaign. We come, listen, let me tell you something. We come in wise, strong, and hard. I will promise you that. And we're going to speak truth to power, and we're going to let the people hear our hearts. So that's what this is about now, hearts. Not about buying people. It's about hearts. It's a new day, a new way in Fresno, California. That's right. Shaw and Marks by Big Five. You see that sign, Harris sign, right there by David Nunes. And they got the big old 4x8 sign. And our sign is right there. So remind me of David and Goliath. David, little bitty kid, Goliath, big. And what did David do? Cut Goliath's head off. So I'm not saying I'm going to cut nobody's head off. But I will say that we're coming wide, strong, and hard. And we're going to have fun when we do it.
All right, y'all. I got to go to bed. I got to get up in the morning. I wish I could chat more, but I can't. I'll try to come on tomorrow again. It's Friday. Maybe not for an hour, maybe 30 minutes or so. And I think next week I'll be on the radio show, the radio show 88.1. Saturday, I got to go somewhere to a Sierra Club or something. Yeah, that's right, Ron. I got to do that. And I think the Fresno B one. I don't even know why the Fresno B want to talk to me because they ain't ever liked me since day one. So I don't really know what they want to talk about. But anyway, you know, we may go talk to them. I don't know. We'll figure it out when the time comes. But anyway, peace, y'all. Love y'all. Love chatting with y'all tonight. Y'all had a lot of good things to say tonight. Fresno residents, tell it like it is. Show, tell it like it is. Tour, and you're with your number one man, Floyd D. Harris Jr., running for Fresno mayor, becoming wise, strong, and hard. 2020, March 3rd. Man, we getting ready. We gonna have some fun with this. I need all y'all there, January 30th. Man, I'm telling you, I need all of y'all there, wall to wall. Okay? Wall to wall. All right. Love y'all. I gotta go.